based experience on love.
Bad.
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 Bad. Bad.
Bad.
And life based experience on love. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles. I am your host, Badass Jones, offering personal advice and life based experience on love, sex, relationships, intimacy, with a little Jamaican flair. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles.
With the ting's damn. Did you sing? Were you just singing along with me? Mm-hmm. See, that's why I love you. And we're not even singing anything that makes any kind of sense.
I don't even know what you were singing. I was just riding.
Yeah. Yeah, I was singing Let's Get Started. Not like it was an actual... Anyways, I'm rambling at this point, so... Greetings, 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 and welcome, Pum Pum Posse. Bless up yourselves. This is the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast. I, of course, am your host, AJ Badass Jones. You can find me on my social media platforms at the Pum Pum Chronicles on Twitter and Instagram. You can also follow my personal page, Badass_Jones_. If you want to get in contact with me, you can do so in one of two ways. You can send in questions, comments, content, suggestions, anything thereof. You can hit the call-in line at 320-270-1086. You can leave me a message or send a text. You can also send me an email at thepumpumchronicles@gmail.com. And of course, the podcast is on all streaming platforms where podcasts can be found, including but not limited to Amazon, Apple, iTunes, and Spotify. So it's been a while since I've done a Love Jones episode. I know. And I've had questions kind of just sitting there lingering and waiting for a response. But I felt like I should do something a little bit more fun. I know you guys like listening to me, but why? I get tired of my own voice sometimes, and it just feels kind of weird when I'm laughing by myself. So, on this episode of the Love Jones, I have none other than one of my favorites, one of my absolute favorites, one of the team members of Four Guys and a Girl. You've heard the voice. If you heard the giggle, if you heard the singing at the beginning, you know without a doubt the voice belongs to you. None other than Mr. L. What's his guanin?
What's going on?
Not too much, but just there. I went to the beach yesterday, and man, let me tell you how I lathered up my skin with Isla and just lay down in the people's sunshine.
So I saw the pictures that you posted on Twitter this morning, I think it was, that you were out on the beach. And I was curious, is that sand that you were laying on, or was it like pebbles?
They're pebbles. Yeah, they're pebbles. So where we were, it's called Colonial Beach. Apparently, it's like the third best beach in Virginia because I wasn't trying to drive 3 hours to get to Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. So Colonial Beach is about an hour and a half from where Keys and I live. So we went there. So the upper portion of the beach is pebbles. And then as you get further down to the water, it's sand. And it's really weird because I was saying to her, I actually prefer that because getting sand in your bathing suit, getting sand around and like close to your pom-pom, it's not fun. It's not fun. With the pebbles, they don't do anything. They just kind of sit on where they sit on. And I made kind of like a nice little dent in the pebbles, so my body just kind of like cushioned and sat nicely in there with like my bum parts and my boobies and all them things there.
The pebbles were soft.
Yeah, so they weren't, it wasn't, they were loosely packed, which was nice. Like it wasn't...
Your body, basically.
Oh, they did. So when I was laying on my stomach, you know, you just kind of like move a little bit and it just kind of like, you know, it's if in a weird way, it's like a memory foam. You know, when you like sink into memory foam pebbles, you kind of sink into and it kind of like cradles your body. And then I started to doze off and I'm like, nah, I can't fall asleep out here. Plus there was this crazy white man on his balcony just like watching us. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, he was looking at some chocolate for sure.
Definitely. He's trying to see if there's a melt out there on those pebbles. If you need to come scoop it out of the ice cream cone.
Ew. Okay, ew. That's just not even a trap. Other than the fact that he had a Confederate flag flying from his balcony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. But, so it's funny. I was saying to Keys, like, people like that, I always think to myself, he's like probably thinking, like, why is that darky laying in the sun? Is she dark already? You know what I mean? One of them kind of.
I think that his type, especially if he's in Virginia, then he will know.
They
like black women, especially thick ones.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'd never experienced anything like that until I moved down here, but yeah. And I've even been told by Black men who, like, I'm acquainted with, they're like, you're their type of Black woman. I'm like, what does that even mean? They're like, you've got big breasts, a big ass, you know what I mean? Like, you're pretty, just that blonde hair type smile, of thing, the tattoos, all of the it. Smile, the yeah.
You look like I'm the type that could walk into a biker bar, you know?
You know what? And they would be, I really would.
See? I could see you with, yeah, like, a leather vest on or jacket and, like, the the long leather boots with some jeans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tattoos showing. Through the vest.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're not okay. I just feel totally weirded out now. Can we move on from that? Could you tell people who you are, please, and what you do and where they can find ya?
Well, what's going on, everybody? Again, my name is Mr. L. AJ, thank you for having me on. I have no idea what these questions are, and I've been wanting to ask, but I was like, nah, I'm just waiting to record it. But for those of you who do not know me, Mr. L, the host of From the Mind of Mr. L podcast, where we discuss topics revolving around sex, such as kinks, BDSM, love, love languages, relationships, all of that good stuff. Things that you wouldn't think play into sex, but does. And it's educating, but also very entertaining. You can come listen or come while you listen on all streaming platforms for the most part. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, all of those great things. Anchor as well. And I guess, should I throw in the sensual sadist compassionate
girl? Oh, of course. Hello, hi. Would this be complete without that? Like, for real? Come on now. Stop it.
But yes, again, I'm Mr. L, the host of From the Mind of Mr. L podcast, also known as the sensual sadist compassionate dumb southern gent with a sprinkle of filth.
Hey, that's your moniker. Hello, don't ever ask me that craziness again. You know, I'd feel like something was missing if you didn't do that. I'd be like, hello, sir. Are we forgetting? It's only because they can't see me doing my little swishy thing that I do with my fingers when you say sprinkle of filth. Yeah, that's your moniker. That's a must. Yeah. That's an absolute must.
All right,
must.
I know now. From now on.
Yeah. That's everybody expects that. We expect to hear that. That's, you know, that's the one part of your thing that we can always, like, say and follow along with. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Right, like McDonald's, yeah. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Like, everybody knows the ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So you know, so you know how you're like, you're tired of listening to your voice sometimes, and then tired of hearing yourself laugh. That's how I get sometimes as well. And I'd be like, dang, did they really want to hear this? I know I'm tired of hearing it.
See, but you're with me, so, like, it's cool. We're hanging out.
Fair enough.
It's different.
Fair enough.
So, we have a series of questions today that were sent in, and one crazy-ass email it's a doozy, but it's going to be fun. And it's really weird because, okay, so let me put out the disclaimer. I am still studying to be a relationship coach. I am not certified as yet. I am not a therapist. I am not a licensed practitioner or anything thereof. So any advice, is purely from, experience and from, you know, some other areas in my life, just in terms of studying and that kind of thing. So when someone writes in and they're asking for an opinion, again, it is an experience-based, life-based response. Just putting that out there.
We are not vowed.
Okay. Right? Yeah. Yet. We're trying to get to a vowel level. So I'm going to start us off with an easy question. Okay? Personal question. What is your favorite foreplay technique to give and receive? You're up to bat first on this one.
Ooh, put me on the spot. So a couple of things came to mind. The first one I would say is the classic go-to massage. Like, I like to relax the body, you know. I like to take my time with it. I like to see, you know, where the tension is, whether it's in her back, her shoulders, in her pussy. It doesn't matter. I'm going to find it so I can work it out. Whether it's with my hands or with my dick. So definitely the massage. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Did you say you're going to massage her pussy?
Yeah. With the veins of my dick. You never had your pussy massage with the veins of someone's dick?
Huh? You know, I need to think on that for a minute. Because when you said massage, I was thinking like hands, fingers massaging, kind of. But not, you know.
Yeah, I'll massage. Yeah. I massage the, you know, her lips and her clit with my hands. And then the veins of my dick will massage the insides of her walls. Yeah. So that's one. And also being a dom, I love brats. I've stated that before. I like kind of a little tug of war assholeness back and forth. that builds that sexual tension that makes me get aggressive and like pull her hair, spank her on her ass, grab her by her neck, up against the wall type deal. I love that type of foreplay as well. Or if we're out in public even and we're around people and that just like that unspoken flirtatious looks and motions and things, like you know that she's twisting in her seat or maneuvering herself so that you see her. Yeah, that too. I'd say those are my top three, maybe, that off the top of my head.
Just off the top of your head. Mm-hmm. Those are the top three. Wow. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, those are quite lovely. I like all of those. I mean, I feel like the first one is just like full on sex, but you're talking like just, I'm still pondering the massaging with the veins as foreplay instead of it being like fucking.
Oh, it can be the foreplay too, fucking. Like, it can nice, you know. So when I think of fucking, I guess, it's all about the wordplay sometimes, you know. When you think about fucking, I'm fucking. If I'm just giving you a couple of nice little strokes in there, I'm massaging the inside of your pussy. But I don't go just, and also I don't just go straight into massaging the pussy with the dick, you know. I massage the rest of the body and then the last massage. Or it goes into the dick massaging the pussy while I'm still massaging the rest of her body.
Okay, so random question. Do you ever massage the nipples with your dick? Like, you ever like kind of like straddle her chest and like get her to hold her breast together, and you know what I mean, and then just like rub her nipples?
Okay, so yeah, I have done that before. Where either like the same thing, I treat it like I would a clit. You know how like I like to slide my dick, the bottom part of my dick, the shaft and the head up and down the clit. I'll do the same thing with the nipple. I'll slide it up and down or around the nipple. Just like I smack my dick on the clit, I will smack my dick on the nipple. And I might even tease it with like the hole of the tip of my dick and like rub the nipple in between that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I might have to incorporate that particular one into my repertoire.
Please do. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I might have to try that this weekend. This weekend. Okay, so... What?
Nothing at all.
So my favorite foreplay receiving, I've posted about this before. It's the nipple sucking fingering combo, and not necessarily like fingers internally, but like rubbing on the clit, rubbing on my pussy lips. You know what I mean? Like squeezing. I like having the mound of my pussy squeezed.
Like
where he just grabs a handful of pussy. And just like squeezes on the top of the pom pom, like the fat,
the pom pom fatta.
Yes, grab it up, squeeze it up, squeeze up the pom pom. Me
can't do nothing with no skinny pom pom like that. They had to have a fat pom pom to do that.
Yes. I'm giving you a high 10. That was nice. That came off nicely. But I do like I don't know when I discovered. I mean, I like a fair amount of pain and a fair amount of aggression. But having my nipple sucked on and he's grabbing like the mound part and squeezing, not like super hard where I'm bawling out in pain, but firm enough where I can feel it. Whew, that right combination the right there. Yeah. So like where the hair is.
Gotcha.
Or hair should be if you have hair. But like that whole entire area. Just imagine like cupping the mound.
Okay.
And squeezing it. Like you're pulling her to you almost. And you're holding a titty and the nipples in your mouth and you're making circles with your tongue. For the love of God, if you want me to wet up everything, that is definitely it.
Okay. What about...
And then...
So I got a question. What if, like, he grabbed your pussy lips and, like, held them together? You know, like a... Kind of like... you do, like, a hamburger if you were, like, to take it and compress it.
Like a taco?
Taco. There we go. Yes. So you like that, too? But, like, if he just, like, grabs it with one finger kind of inside your pussy, but, like, applying pressure with... the base of his palm against that same area.
Absolutely. Any sort of like, and it's really weird too because I prefer like the fatter outer lips and the mound to be stimulated more than I do like my clit or like the inner labia. I don't know why. And I know most women prefer having their clit stimulated, but that doesn't, like, even when I masturbate, I don't really necessarily go for the kill shot. I normally play with like the mound and the outer pussy lips. That sensation always gets me there. Always, always, always. Yeah.
I had noticed something in my years of studying, that before I eat the pussy, right, I would focus on that area, the same area you're talking about, right above the clit, and like, mm-hmm. I would kiss it and massage it with my lips and my tongue. Mm-hmm. And you would get damn near the same reaction as if you're sucking on a clit.
Okay, you know what? I'm so happy that you said that, because I've been trying to say this to people, and even, you know, like lovers and stuff like that, I've said to them, you don't always have to attack. Like one person, I know I've said this before, he was always like, no, the way that he was taught is like, you have to lick and suck on the pearl. That's what's going to make a woman come. And I remember stopping him one time and saying, do this. I'm telling you to do this specific thing. And I promise you, you will get the same reaction, if not an even better one. Mm-hmm. And he didn't believe me. And when he did it and I came in this man's fucking mouth, he was astounded. Like he's never had that happen before. I'm like, because you know one way doesn't mean that that's always the way.
Exactly. And so this is my thing. You know, I like to cook. So I always correlate sex and food together. It's like when you take your time cooking something, you let everything cook, like you get that simmer. You don't go in for the rapid boil to get it done quicker. You're just sitting there letting the food simmer, letting those flavors just all come together, marinate, combine, and create wonderful. That doesn't mean that it's not going to taste good if you, you know, go through it and rush through it or whatever. I mean, but it's much better when the food has time to cook. So when you're taking your time and you're touching these other places and doing these things and you're letting the pussy marinate, it's going to be much better.
I completely agree. I absolutely agree. And then my favorite foreplay giving. Okay, so I know not all men like their nipples touched. Like, it's for some men, it doesn't do
suck
anything.
Suck my nipples, bite my nipples, pinch my nipples, do all of the things to my nipples. Except clamps. Okay. I can't do clamps. But if you want to suck my nipples with some ice, you can do that. Go for it.
Right. But hold on. So sucking the nipples, and then, like, I spit all over the palm of my hand and on my thumb and stroke the shaft and rub my thumb on the frenulum. And for those of you who don't know what the frenulum is, it's that little, it looks like a knot, the little knot of skin that is on the backside of the shaft. That is, if you have your foreskin, it's where your foreskin is attached to your penis. And if you don't have your foreskin because it's been cut, then it's like a little knot. So making circular motions with my spitty thumb while stroking his shaft and sucking on his nipples,
so I'm currently looking at one of my nudes and I'm trying to find out where you said it's where, and it's called the what?
So on the backside of your penis, mm-hmm. It's like a knot. It's where your skin attaches, right at the back of the head.
Okay.
So if you're looking at your dick right now, mm-hmm. Well, maybe we should, okay. If you're looking at,
I'm looking at my dick right picture. Now. Yeah, sure.
Okay, even that's fabulous.
In one way or another, I'm looking at it.
Right. So if you're looking at it, what you're seeing is like the smoothness of your head from the front.
Right.
If you put your thumb on the backside of your head, that little knot of skin.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's your frenulum.
Cut.
Right.
Got you.
So that actually is the same as the little piece of skin that attaches your tongue to the bottom of your mouth that prevents your tongue from sticking out too far. That is also called the frenulum. Those two things are the same thing. Interestingly enough, because your foreskin was attached to the head of your dick and it's there to prevent the foreskin from pulling down too far, unless, of course, you've had it removed. So, you know, that part is really, I don't know for you if it's sensitive, but for most men, that's a really sensitive spot. Like if you're licking and sucking there or flicking your tongue along it. Mm-hmm. So if she's got like either lube on her hand, I like spit, I don't know, just because it's nasty. But if she's got lube on her thumb and on in the palm of her hand and she's stroking your shaft and making circular motions in that area while sucking on your nipples, yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
That nipple suck and stroke combo is something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the nipple sucking and fingering and the nipple sucking and stroking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like on both sides, it's, yeah.
Fellas, that's the money shot right there. Trust me.
Yeah. I think some men have to work up to the sensation. I realize like some guys are like, oh no, I don't like that. It doesn't feel good. And then I've heard men say that and then I do it to them. They're like, yeah, that felt great. Mm-hmm. Like, so you've never had your nipples sucked on before? They never thought about it, or their previous partners never, you know, assisted, engaged.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what people are out here doing. Like, yeah, I don't know what people are out here
apparently
doing.
Apparently not the right things. No offense to the vanilla people.
Yeah, right? I mean, if vanilla is your thing, it is what it is, and you know, we ain't mad at
add
you.
Add some sprinkles, you know, or a little caramel drizzle on top of it every now and then.
Yeah. Or a little bit of honey.
Honey would be good too.
All right. Okay.
Let me think about
moving on. Sorry. Okay. So next question was submitted by a female listener. A female listener, I think it's fair to say. Okay, so it goes. Is it fair for a man whose body is average or below average to expect that his woman have a porn star or stripper type body? The man that I'm currently dating has a soft average body, but he has the mindset that women are supposed to take better care of their bodies if they expect to keep a man. He thinks it's less important what a man looks like because even average men get sexy, beautiful women if he's providing for her. So her job in the relationship is to make sure she always looks fit and sexy. I think it's a sick double standard, but based on how things are on social media with these build-a-body type women, I think he might be right, which really saddens me. What are your thoughts? You want to take this one? Yeah, it's a heavy one.
All right, yeah, I'll start this one off. Do me one favor, though. Just read the initial, first question before she went into, the background of it.
Is it fair for a man with an average type body or below average type body to expect that his woman maintains a porn star or stripper type body?
Okay, so here's my thing when it comes to body types and this, that, and the other. Everybody has their preference, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a preference. So can he prefer that his woman or set the expectations? Yes, but he needs to realize that he can't make a woman do that as well. So he needs to find a woman that has that same mindset that, hey, I should uphold this type of body for my man because, one, I should be able to take care of my body this way. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him having this preference. However, when he goes and tries to force that on other women or people in general who do not believe the same thing, is when there's an issue with it. And I think that you should first do what makes yourself happy, especially when it comes to your body. If you like the way that you look thick, or you want to get smaller, you want to get bigger, whatever, you do it for yourself, not necessarily for your partner. And one thing I do not like is when people do express their preferences, but do that in a way that they're tearing down other people and are being disrespectful. And so that's what it's kind of sounding like in the second parts of that question, is that he's trying to enforce that, or he believes that, you know, because men, as long as they provide, which there are some people who do believe that, which is why he's okay with having this preference, because there are some women out there who, okay, as long as you're providing for me, I don't care what you look like, or you don't have to hold your body up, just make sure I'm getting what I want and what I need and what I deserve, financially or whatever else it may be. We see it all the time with these older guys who have money.
Yep.
And, you know, they get their little sugar babies or whatever. Whether they're having sex or not, the women don't care because, hey, I'm getting supplied what I want financially. So, you know, it's one of those things where, no, he can have his expectations and he can have his preference, but he should not be trying to enforce that on any woman that he comes in contact with, because that's what he believes, you know?
Right. And I definitely agree with you 100%. Choose somebody that meets your preferences instead of choosing someone who doesn't and trying to bully them into changing to meet your preferences. And, you know, like you said, it's not about the fact that you have a preference, because we all do. Whether people want to believe it or not, whether people want to say, no, I don't have a particular type or not, everyone has a preference and everyone has a particular thing. You might deviate from it, but everyone has preferences, every single person. Would it not be better to find a woman who meets whatever standard you have set for yourself versus trying to take somebody who doesn't meet that standard and then trying to get them to change to fit into a mold that you've created? It's unfair to that person, you know? If you're going to love somebody, love them for who they are. And it's exactly like you said, if they decide that they want to change, if they decide that they want to make physical improvements, if they decide that they want to do a particular thing about their body for themselves and you benefit from it, consider yourself lucky, but don't try to browbeat someone into changing the way that they look to make you physically happy, especially when you're not trying to do shit about the way that you look because you feel like, okay, well, you know what I mean? I can do whatever I want because I'm and it goes both ways. We're not even trying to make it like gender specific. It is because of this particular question, but it's the same for a woman. Like, you can't have your body look in a particular type of way and then expect that, you know, you're going to get an Adonis looking type man, but you don't want to do physically anything for yourself. But you feel like because you're paying for him, because you're sucking his dick, because you're doing this, that, and the third, that that should just be enough. Nah, man, cut that shit out. We're too grown for that.
Exactly. And now there is a part of it that I think is toxic in his thought process, which is, again, my opinion, because he's basically saying like he wants that trophy like looking person. But hey, I don't care. I just if I want to look sloppy, I can. I'm gonna parade you around because you should look this way and that way. But again, there are people out there who are like-minded in that nature. He just has to find it. One of the worst things, like you said, is trying to force that upon someone. Force your preference upon someone. I'm not saying that I've done that in the past, but I've semi done that as far as like, well, you know, I think that a person should think this way or act this way. And there were times that I would be like, oh no, you shouldn't do this. But it took me some time to realize, no, this is who they are and this is what they believe.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. Like, that's them as a person.
Did they resent it?
Did they resent?
You said that, like, when your suggestions or you.
Oh, yeah, we had. Yeah. And that's how I learned because, like, you know, when I brought it up or I would say something, like, she would correct me straight up. You know, like, oh, this is, you know, I like to do this. I like to do that. And I'm like, you know what? I can respect that. That is who, a part of who you are. And, you know, this was like my early 20-ish. So I was still in the process of learning and maneuvering through, you know, relationships and things of that nature and how to better communicate with my partner.
Right. I think it's one of the greatest disservices that we do to ourselves is meeting someone knowing that they don't meet a particular expectation that we have for ourselves and feeling like we can mold and change and shape that person into being what we want so they fit better for us, as opposed to recognizing that that person is an individual and it's okay for them to be exactly how they are. And maybe they're just not right for you. You know, we need to get better at learning to accept that sometimes that person is a great person. They're just not great for you.
Exactly.
And you, trying to change them doesn't make them a better person for you, because at their core, they're still going to be who they are. It's okay to let go of that and move on. It still makes them a great person. It just doesn't make them a great person for you.
And then also, for another part in that question, do not compare yourself to what is it, these build a body bitches? I think triple B's on social media. Walk outside, walk around, take a trip, just fly around everywhere, and you will see that there are a lot of natural bodied women out here getting loved on. You know,
man, come to Jamaica. All the natural body girl them there.
You know, what I'm
come, yeah. But it's so true. I think that's a North. It definitely is a North American thing.
I've never
definitely is a North.
I've never
American
seen a Jamaican woman with a BBL.
No, because our body come natural. Like, it just, it's the yam and dash. Anyways,
and in fairness, I've never seen someone across the Atlantic with a BBL. Never seen like an Asian woman with a BBL or like someone from Europe. You know, you said it's a North American thing. So, it's, and I do think, you know, some men do like it, but then there are men who just like it. Okay, all right, this looks good, dope, cool. I'm going back to my natural body woman or something. Same thing kind of like with porn, I guess you would say, how some women, they see the big dick and they just like, oh my God, it's big. This other looks good. But then they go back to their regular average dick because they love that dick.
Yes. You know, honestly, porn star dick is overrated. I'm just saying, that's a completely different topic altogether.
Have you had porn star dick before?
You know what? I have. Ooh. And as lovely, I've had a lot of experience in life, man. As wonderful as it is to look at and grope and feel and all that kind of stuff, like, unless you're super duper high or super duper drunk, that shit's uncomfortable as fuck. And I know that people always say, oh, but women give birth and this, that, and the third. First of all, babies are going in one direction and that's out. they're not going backwards. They're not going back in. They're going in one direction. Big cocky is going in and out repeatedly, mm-hmm. and there's only so much depth that a woman's vagina has. And I think even at its stretching max, I think it can accommodate up to 9, and I've heard maybe 10 inches comfortably without feeling like you're going to die. 11, 12, 13, 14, it's just ridiculous. Like I said, it's beautiful, pretty to worship. You know what I mean? If you're into cock worship and all that kind of stuff, which I am, it's beautiful to look at, but it's not fun taking that in any way, shape, or form. Unless he's got really good control and he's only going to give you like 8, maybe 9 inches of it and he knows how to govern himself properly. Nah, brother, that's not nice. It's not fun. It's not fun.
But also,
shout out to all the men who are between 7 and 9 inches. You guys are the true motherfuckers.
Hey, I'm just saying, y'all are the takes MVPs. A bow.
Give yourself a pat on the back. Okay, next question. I had to read this a couple of times before I understood it, and I'm actually going to answer first because it's so you have time to think about it because it may sound weird. Okay, so what is an I don't give a fuck moment, I just wanted what I wanted and who I wanted, sexual scenario for you? I'm going to read it again. What is an I don't give a fuck moment, I just wanted what I wanted and who I wanted, sexual scenario for you? So for me, so as I've been putting out there in the last little while, I've gotten back into the world of dating, which is the fucking Twilight Zone. And so I have two apps on my phone, BLK and then Plenty of Fish. So recently on the BLK app, there's this man that I matched with and his pictures just give all kinds of dom energy. And I generally don't speak first because I never really know what to say. As much as y'all hear me talk and as articulate as I am, I never really know what to say. And I always feel like saying, hi, how are you? It's just so basic, but I don't have any good conversation starters. When I matched with him, I messaged him and my question to him was, if I submitted to you, would you let me put my pussy in your mouth? Mm. I don't know this man from nowhere, but the feeling and the vibe that he gives is that I feel like he requires submission, and Mr. L, I would have, you know me, mm-hmm. I would have no problem submitting to him. Like, he just has all kinds of daddy dom energy, and I feel okay. I don't know why I feel
okay. App, right?
Just through the app and just seeing this man's pictures. He has 3 pictures, but my God. And he responded. And his response was, yes, but I need to lick all of your tattoos first.
Oh, shit. I know you.
Listen to me. Gata-weta. Listen to me. I had to go take off my drawers and go change and put on a next pair of panty. Woo! I and you know what? I haven't responded to him.
How long ago was this? Because
really, this was like a week ago. What? Listen, you know why? Because I was shook. I honestly didn't expect him to respond. No, I didn't expect him to respond. God knows I didn't expect him to respond because I've talked to other guys, like, you know, just kind of chit-chatting, people that I've made acquaintances of.
I need
you
to respond to that right now.
No. You want me to lose my life and my soul? No, mm-hmm. brother, I'm not do that. You mad? Me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No.
Go.
No, I
you know. You sought out the energy and he brought even more energy. And then you don't respond.
Really,
you blocking your blessing.
You know, I'm scared. I don't get scared of too many things, but I'm afraid. I'm not lying. I'm afraid. And the thing is, too. Okay, so why I thought that he wouldn't respond is because, like, I've talked to other guys and they said, like, what's the weirdest thing a woman has ever said to you? Like, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, you know, you got women out here who say things like, unbeknownst to them, that this is what I wrote. They're like, you know, women will say like, oh, what that mouth do? I bet your mouth would feel really good on my pussy. And, you know, things of that nature. And I'm thinking, okay, so here I'm that bitch that's sending a fucking message to somebody she doesn't know, asking if I can put my pussy. Now, granted, you know, there was a submission clause that went along with it, mm-hmm. but when that man responded, yes, but he needs to lick all of my tattoos first, I didn't know what to say.
And you still don't, apparently. My man.
Okay, so when we finish this recording, you can tell me what I'm supposed to respond and say to him, and I will do that today.
All right, I got you, though. I got you. My mind's already working. I already got you. But we're going to save this conversation.
You're not be out here getting my soul snatched by people. God.
We're going to save this conversation for a different day, but I wanted to highlight something about these dating apps and what you just said. We're asking, like, what's the craziest, wildest thing, like, women have said to men. So, like, I've tried my hand at dating apps, you know, through the years. They're not my favorite. I'd rather go in the grocery store, lock eyes with you, the old school way, flirt with you, then take you home, fuck you, and have you feed me or something. But, I'm joking. Somewhat. But either way, I found out that, like, yeah, women have tried to solicit sex from me more than I have them through dating apps.
And I find that so wild. Like, when the guys that I've talked to and I've asked them, like, you know, how has it been for you? And I never thought in my, I don't know why I didn't think that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I just have this unrealistic view that women are a little bit more demure and they kind of like wait a little bit before they kind of spring that on you. But no, like when they're offering to suck your dick, like right out the gate and they haven't met you yet. That's, you know, but then I feel like I'm no better because I asked this man if I can put my whole pom-pom in his mouth. I need to be spanked.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's more than willing to. And after you not replying to him for a week, I hope he does.
I'm going
to
get punished.
I really hope he does.
You know, if so he will be the first person I tell.
So this is,
if I
this
connect
is what
with
your
him,
response needs to be. You got it. You have to be... You don't have to be completely submissive in your response now, but you, I mean, you, it's been a week. You got to tell that man, I was at a loss for words.
I
got to
go be a good girl.
I did not know what to respond. I am still confuddled whatever right now. Just.
I feel like that's giving up a lot of power in telling him.
Well, you already
things.
Gave up the power by not responding.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm sweating right now because now I'm like I'm super nervous. Can we move on for a minute? Can you? Yeah. So, can you? Okay. So
I'm gonna.
So what is an for you? What is an I didn't give a fuck moment? I just wanted what I wanted and who I wanted. Sexual scenario for you.
Okay, I got you. I'm gonna answer mine, but while I do, I'm gonna have you thinking on another scenario for yourself because that didn't deal with anything sexual. Yes, conversation, but it you.
No,
I want something interaction where you was just like, no, I just want this for me, myself. You got it. And kick the motherfucker out right afterwards. Didn't care about him getting his nut or something. That's what I want to hear from you.
Oh,
that's what I'm thinking. Where, okay. where you're basically like being greedy. Like it's just me.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I, that's what I'm taking from the question.
Okay.
For myself, I remember it was a time that I was working and I think it was just like a stressful day, you know, had built up tension, this, that, the other. I needed some type of aggression to release, and I was having sex with a coworker before, you know, whether at the place we were working or outside of it. And yeah, I remember texting her, "Hey, meet me here this time," where, you know, and I didn't care that other people were still in there. I didn't care that if she had a man or not. I needed what I needed right then and there. I needed to get in there, pound some pussy, release, and then go on about my day. And so, yeah, that's what I did. We met. No words were really spoken. I take your pants off. Shut the fuck up. Take your pants off.
Whew.
She didn't move quick enough. Spanked her. If I had to take them off for her, I did. I pulled her panties to the side. I didn't even take them off because, like, she took forever taking her pants off. So I just pulled her panties to the side. Didn't care if I ripped them or what. They were nice lace ones, too. And bent her over, put my palm in the lower part of her back, got in my dick inside of her pussy, grabbed her by her hair, and I just started giving her, like, I'm not even going to lie, I didn't even really give the pussy time to warm up to my dick. And don't get me wrong, like, she was naturally wet, so it wasn't like going in there dry. And I did, like, you know, do a little, lick my fingers, rub the tip of my dick, get a little something in there. But yeah, next thing I know, I'm just taking out all of my frustration and aggression from that day out on her pussy. And, like, literally, you know the song, I Beat the Pussy Up? Those lyrics, I was beating the pussy up. And then, yeah, we just, so because I was at work, we just kept going back shots right there, grabbing her head, like to the point, I'm pretty sure you have, but you know that motion that you get when you're getting back shots, but your hair is getting pulled. It's like the bottom part of your body is being pushed one way, but then the top part is being pulled another. That's how it was going. Like, I know, thinking back on it, I was like, yo, it probably wasn't comfortable, and she was probably sore afterwards, her body, but I did not give a fuck. Yeah. Like, it was, I needed that in that moment. Like, even when I came, I was, you know, I nutted inside of her. She was on birth control, so I nutted inside of her, released. All right, go clean up. I cleaned myself off, and I walked out while she was still in the midst of cleaning herself up. Didn't care. I got what I wanted, what I needed in that moment. Kept going.
Boy. Total aside, I know that there are people who like, you know, the pull-out game and the condoms, but honestly, fucking and feeling the person come deep in, there's nothing, nothing that equals that. I just thought I would just say that.
Yeah, it is. Like, because especially, like, you know, the penetration that you get. I mean, I can only speak for myself. My dick has a nice girth to it, so I'm widening it a little bit. And so being able to just release that cum in there and let it relax, the walls and everything, such a great
thing. But when you feel that pressure against your cervix, when you know, like you just burrow in there, my God, that's...
Not burrow in there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
I want to burrow my dick inside of your pussy.
Burrow it, absolutely.
I want to be the groundhog and dig my way into it, your hole.
Yep. I was thinking of the question that you put to me. The only thing that came to mind is a friend of mine who, but it sounds like a weed man story, which is really bad because he's not my weed man. But it's a friend of mine who grows different strains. And from time to time, he'll be like, you know, Jones, I need you to try this and let me know what you think. Like, how did it hit? La, la, la. And, I can think of one occasion, and he and I don't, like, we don't fuck like that, or we don't fuck around like that. We've been friends for, I want to say, like, 9, maybe 10 years. And maybe, like, at the very beginning, like, in the first year, I can say we fucked maybe less than a dozen times, but, like, over the years, just kind of, it wasn't a thing. But this particular time, I went by his place, you know, in the witching hours. It was, like, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were just hanging out or whatever. And he's like, you know, he has a couple of new strains that he wanted me to try. And so, because, you know, anybody who knows me knows that I don't roll. So I had him bill a split for me, that I was sitting there smoking. And for whatever reason, this particular strain that he had, it went right to my clit. Like, I felt it all in my pompo. And, like, I'm just sitting there smoking and I'm feeling, like, her throbbing. And I'm like, no, this isn't, this can't be right. And so I said, like, I'm looking at him like, can I ask you a favor? And he's like, sure. I'm like, can you suck on my pussy for a little bit? And he's like, why? And I said, because I'm feeling, like, where this is hitting me, I'm feeling it in my pussy. And he said yes. So, yeah, we went to his room. And he's like, do you want to take the spliff with you? So I'm like, yeah. So he brings his tray. You know, I'm walking down the hall, like, the still scenario. Smoking. Yeah, get to his room. And he's got a high bed. And I know that I'm not super tall, so his bed probably catches me at my waist. So I hop up on the bed. He pulls a chair to the edge of the bed. He's like, lay back. So I'm like, is it okay for me to smoke in here? He's like, yeah, you're good. So he puts the tray beside me. I'm lay back. I go to take my track pants off. And he's like, no, I'll do all of that. So he pulls my track pants down, takes my panties off. I'm still, like, dressed from the waist up. Now, granted, I didn't go there for any particular thing, but because I asked this of him and he was good enough to oblige, Mr. L, I'm laying back on the bed, smoking a spliff, and all of a sudden I'm feeling, like, warmth encompassing my pompo. And because I'm high, somewhere in my mind, it's like I didn't realize in that exact moment that it was his mouth because of the warmth of it. But when I realized that his mouth had circled the entirety of my pompom, and he was licking slowly up against my clit as I was smoking, listen to me. The way that I came in that man's mouth was just lawless. It just was lawless. And yeah, he obliged me. I had to stop smoking at some point in time because I was screaming, mm-hmm. and I couldn't do two things at one time, those particular things. Mm-hmm. But he definitely, definitely got a few mouthfuls.
Mm. No, is that definitely the, got a few mouthfuls. Is that the only time that y'all ever did anything? Was that like just in that moment? It was just that.
Yeah, in that moment. Mm. Like I said, like we had sexual interaction like years ago. Mm. We've been friends for almost 10 years. But in the past like 7-8 years, there's been nothing that's happened between us. Like we're legitimately like boys. We hang out, we laugh, we talk shit. You know, if there's a woman that he's interested in, like he'll ask me my opinion if there's somebody, you know what I mean? Like we have that type of camaraderie and that type of friendship. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that whatever that strain was, and it's funny because I was like, okay, like I need some to go. He's like, no. I'm like, but why? He's like, because
you smoke this is when you over here.
Exactly. And that's exactly what he said. He's like, if you want to smoke more, you come back and smoke and I'll give you what you need. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, this can't be a thing between us. So I'm good.
This man said, I'm good. You got to come get your fix so I can fix
you. Could you imagine have me fucking hooked on your weed and your malt regimen? Nobody's here for that. Not at all.
I'm surprised.
And
it's funny because of it.
No, I couldn't. You know why? Because I didn't want to blur the lines of our friendship. And it's funny because to this day, he'd be like, you know, I got some of that. I got some of that strain that I had before. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
So random.
I'm all right. Random,
not to get off topic, but to get on something else. I love those moments because like I've been working on not having sexual relations with friends. A lot of women who are my friends, I've either had sexual relations with in the past or at some point in our friendship, you know, we may have done something. And luckily, like for the most part, none have really like those lines have been blurred. But in those instances where it was just like that one time thing where like, hey, let's do this, or that it just happened, like that one moment was so fucking great and you didn't have to go back and do it again. Yeah.
But I know I can hang out with him, mm-hmm. as long as there are no additives involved. Right, you know what I mean? And so like if I go see him, I bring my own shit because I know that it's not going to impact
me. I'm coming over there
the same time.
Have water out and fruit, that's it.
Right, nothing me. Man, I don't even trust that man to pour me a drink. I will pour my own goddamn drink. I am
bring your own
good.
Bottle of water, pouring it up in the cup.
You listen to me, do you know me? Yes, I travel my own juice and my own water. Me, no, because I and the crazy thing is we have amazing sexual chemistry, mm-hmm. but we argue too much. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we were to ever go there, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it would change things and not for the good. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, there have been instances where I've just went ahead and not wanted to give anything else. I just needed my dick sucked.
So I guess
that would be also. But anyways, all right. You know, take a walk down memory lane.
Yeah, thanks for that. I appreciate it. No problem. Thanks. Now I'm gonna have to message him today and say, like, how are you?
Also, you can message him back. We can message your dude back, huh? Okay.
Yeah, because he's not a threat. Like he's listen to me.
Because he gave you the dominant energy that you already knew, you saw him as a threat to what?
Yeah.
What is that man a threat?
And it's funny because like I have interacted with, I've been messaged by all kinds of people who say like, you know, they just whatever it is that they want to say, but I have yet. So I've been on the dating apps for, let's say maybe 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. He is the first person that I've come across that I ever felt that about just by seeing his pictures.
I'm telling you. You text that man back and just tell him that you had to catch your breath for a week because you were not expecting that response from him. And then his response to you will tell you everything else you need to know, because if he really comes correct,
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble. But good trouble.
I don't like that.
There's always like you can have a smooth first line, you know. Anybody can have a first line, but what's that follow up line gonna be like? You know,
why are you trying to put me in harm's way?
You did this yourself. I'm not putting you in harm's way. I would never. I mean, you might get spanked, but choke.
I think I would
bit.
Really enjoy being spanked by him and choked by God.
There's only one way to find out, AJ. But
you know, can anyway. We just talk? Can we just?
You said, okay, you said what? You got another question, huh?
Yeah, we do. We have an email. Okay, I'm going to skip the next two questions and we're going to go to the email because this one is going to take some time. Excuse me. Okay, so it starts off, hi AJ, so this is going to be long. 4 years ago, I had an affair, actually, two affairs simultaneously while being married. After about a year, I decided that it was unfair to the two women I was engaging with and definitely unfair to my wife because she's been nothing but loyal and loving, or so I thought. I recently found out that while I was being unfaithful to her, one of the two women somehow contacted her to let her know that she was sleeping with me, or rather I was sleeping with her, and she thought that my wife should know. Ooh. But my wife never confronted me about it. In addition to that, I told you this one's fucking crazy. In addition to that, I found out that while I was carrying on these affairs, I guess as a result of what I had done, my wife herself had an affair with one of her coworkers. I know that it's wrong for me to be upset. I know I have no right to be upset, but something deep inside me feels betrayed. You hear that? Mm-hmm. As you say, you don't support the fuckery. And so I think I just need to hear the hard talk reality check and what your thoughts are. I know counseling is probably the best thing, but I feel that she and I are beyond it. We've talked, we've acknowledged our wrongs, and I've deeply apologized, and we're actively working through this. She listens to your podcast regularly, so I even asked her if I could put this out semi-publicly, and she agreed. But we're both curious to hear what you'll say, especially her as a fellow Jamaican. Thank you, respect, and one love, atoning for my wrongs. I will let you have the floor.
Nope, this one, they specifically wrote this one for you first. You got it. You are the Jamaican sister of theirs. You go.
Oh, boy.
I'll take second. You got this one.
So there are a couple of sayings in Jamaica. One of them is bun fi bun. And not like bun, like a sweet bun or a sticky bun. Because we like to omit letters from things, it basically is burn for burn, but because we chat bud, we said bun for bun.
Okay, I thought you were about to use like, you know, we'll call it booty cheeks buns here, so I thought that's what you were going to say.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Get some buns too then.
Yeah, no. You know what though? But that makes absolute sense. Right. That makes absolute sense. But yeah, no. Because we talk bad, we don't. So you're getting burned. Your man is giving you burn, and then your woman is giving you back burn. Mm. But Jamaican men always say, or Jamaicans always say, that the hottest bun you could get is when your woman gives you bun. And men cannot take when a woman gives them bun. Mm-hmm. So a man could cheat on you 20 times, and you cheat on him once, and the world is fucking ending. They will bawl and scream and say, but babes, you know me love you, but babes, I just 20 times me cheat on you, me never left you fear, me not love them like me love you, babes, how you could do me so, babes, what wrong with you, babes, you suck him cocky, babes, you love him dick more than me, babes, how you all these things, because now they're devastated. They done put their penis into 20 different women a bag of times, but you take cocky one time and everything has to done. So, I will say this. To this gentleman, you need to hug that and hug that hard. Because if she discreetly kept that from you, the fact that she knew and didn't confront you, the fact that she knew and didn't try to poison you, the fact that she knew and didn't try to kill you in your sleep, the fact... You see me though, right? And she knew, whether she allowed it or not, she didn't confront you. She let you do what you were doing, and she decided, you know what? Let me have a little bit of fun for myself while this is going on. And when he decides that he wants to stop the slackness, we can work through it and we can talk about it. You're on the winning side. That feeling like you feel like you got betrayed, you need to bury that somewhere deep inside of you, because you have no blood clot right to that the feeling, sir. None whatsoever. You may feel like, oh, she gave you a hot abundance. You were with two different women at the same time, and still bringing your used up buddy home to go give your wife. No, you need to sit quietly in a corner somewhere and reconcile that with yourself. You said that you know you feel, you know that you have no right to feel the way that you feel. You're absolutely right. That is hitting the nail on the head right there. You don't have a right to feel like you were betrayed because the betrayal started with you. Mm-hmm. I am happy that the two of you know each other well enough that you were able to work through this without needing therapy. I still would suggest at some point, maybe going to counseling, because I'm not a therapist. I'm just giving my Jamaican perspective. But if you ultimately feel like you two can trust one another again and the love that you have can sustain you and you continue to maintain open and honest communication and you stop doing the fuckery and you stop doing that fuck shit, then keep doing what makes the two of you happy and keep striving for greatness in your relationship. But no, sir, you do not get to have no type of feelings, no way about that. And that is my piece. Mr. L?
So... my heart hurts. No, for both parties. But when you were sitting here talking about when a man gets cheated on, because I'm just like, well, no, don't get me wrong. I don't condone cheating. I'm not a cheater. Although I don't do that, I feel like I am being a hypocrite because I have been on the receiving end of someone cheating on someone.
Well, you've been the outside man?
Oh, yeah. A couple times.
The way you said that, like with the bass in your voice, my friend.
Sometimes. You know, I've had many rodeos. But at the same time, I don't bring cheating into my relationship. But I know, like, oh, man, just the feeling of being cheated on.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, whole world comes to an end. But and that's what is funny about men and women. But either way, yeah, dog, you gotta hug her, hold on to her tight. There comes a point in men's lives where... and not all men, but majority of us, where we fuck up some way. And it's not just cheating. It may be do something stupid that we do, or this, that, or the other. And our woman doesn't leave us, has our back, might do her own little thing, but like, she didn't, she could have killed you. And especially, you didn't know. You slipped up on multiple levels. One, you ain't have your hoes in check, because if you did, she wouldn't have found out. Two, shouldn't have been cheating in the first place. If y'all want to do all this, you know, you could have just asked for an open relationship or some shit. Like, that's what I was thinking when you mentioned therapy, AJ. I'm like, y'all either go to therapy or have an open relationship, one or the other. You know, choose. But when men mess up and that woman still holds them down, because, like, I'm pretty sure she went on with, like every day she went on knowing that you were cheating on her. Even before she decided to sleep with her coworker, I'm pretty sure that came like sometime down the line, but she went on through life with you as if everything was normal. But deep inside, she knew that it wasn't. Like, she knew that you were out here with at least one of these other women. And for her to do that, it takes a certain level of strength and love, especially. So, yeah, bro, you got to eat that one that she slept with her coworker however many times. It don't even matter. I'm a believer now that, yes, people can stay together, you know, after someone has cheated. It depends on the situation. But especially, you caught two bodies and she only caught one. Yeah.
But hold on. Mm-hmm. That's even if she did. Because I know women who have been in that same situation and will tell the man, because they know that it's going to hurt him, will tell the man that they've slept with somebody when they didn't, just to have that power and that thing over him. Does that make sense?
Would you take that and be like, wow? And if you found out that if you were in his situation, right, and she lied mm-hmm. to you to say that just to hurt you, but she's still sticking mm-hmm. with you, would you see that as love, mm-hmm. or would you be pissed because she lied to you about it?
You know what? Again, I would say that she must love me to some degree.
Not too.
Because the thing is, right, to know that she was that hurt, you know what I mean? And this is the thing. It's like, you know, to know that it wasn't just one woman, it was two women. Mm-hmm. And you were still coming home to her, and she was still, you know, doing whatever she does, taking care of the house, provide whatever it is that they're the dynamics of their relationship, you know? And she didn't slander you, she didn't slash your tires, she didn't try to kill you in your sleep or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And she's still willing to work through things with you and have that level of understanding, man, you better count your fucking blessings every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Because did they say how long this had been going on?
Hold on 1 second. Sorry, close the question. With him and the two women. Mm-hmm. No, it just says that 4 years ago he had an two affairs.
Okay, and it was
so it didn't say.
I hope that y'all did get some type of
Okay. Oh, sorry, for about a year, okay. for almost a little over a year, because he said after about a year, I decided that it was unfair to the two women that I was engaging with and definitely unfair to my wife. So for a year, a little over a year, this man was running between his wife and these two other women.
So let's assume there's 365 days in a year. I'm going to say that your wife probably knew about, out of those 365 plus, about 200 of those days. So that's 200 days that she had every opportunity to kill you, to leave you, to fuck your shit up.
Take everything that you have.
You are blessed.
And she,
you are blessed, my brother. You are blessed. Because I know some women who, yo, your dick would have been sitting on the coffee table and you would have been sitting there beating her.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh because that's really not funny, but
your car would have been... I've seen homeboys get done worse by their women for much less than you did.
And to know that one of your two women didn't know her place and contacted your wife to tell her, yo, that like that level of disrespect, and his wife is Jamaican, you're lucky she didn't take a cutlass to you, my guy.
That's the reason I have to deal with a Jamaican woman. That's the reason.
Yeah, dangerous. They will chop you in your sleep. They will chop you in your sleep. They will poison your food and eat alongside of you and watch you while you're swallowing the poison. Trust me. They will go to the Obia man. Listen, they'll go to the Obia man and pay the Obia man a money for Obia you and your umande. The fact that you had two women and one of them was out of pocket enough to not know her place and contact your wife, yo, guy. Like I said, and Mr. L said, count your blessings every day. You're lucky.
You deserved at least
you're lucky.
At least one or three.
You deserve right? it. It's a one or three.
Yeah, at least one or three parts. A few smacks, maybe a flat tire here.
Slash tire, not flat tire. Slash the tire down. Yeah, you'd have to buy me a new car. You'd have to take me on vacation.
Kobe, I like jewelry, so you'd have to make a whole whatever $1 million ring because of speculations that he cheated.
You hear that? Speculation. No proof, just a speculation.
Hispanic, so what? You imagine what you got to do with it for a Jamaican woman?
Listen to me. You'd have to buy me a private island, plain and simple.
Shorty,
and I'd have to have a sexy cabana boy.
Drain that man because he whatever. Well, actually,
oh my gosh,
because you did get yours in with your coworker, but you know, so
this is true.
You know that
and I hope that whatever, yeah, I hope whatever you got from your coworker, like I hope that the giving was good because that would have been the worst to give back bun and then the bun was salt, like it was whack. That would have hurt me. So I hope the giving that you got was a good giving. And that's it. But like I said, the most important part is that you guys have reconciled. You've come to an understanding that you're having healthy conversation and that you're working towards, you know, getting back on track. Hopefully you are back on track and you're continuing to strive for a better relationship. Yeah. And my guy, sir, don't do that shit again. It's not worth your relationship and definitely not worth your life because she'll forgive you once.
You better take that trash out then and there. You better not forget
then and there.
Yeah.
You got to bly. You got to pass once. Don't fuck around because you might not be so lucky next time. So, I'm going to save the other questions because I would love to have you back to do this with me again. There are two questions that I put on this list, but there are probably a dozen more. So at some point in time, maybe a month from now, if you're willing, you can come back and we can do part two of this because I'm sure everybody would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on some other stuff.
With you, you never know. But I'm with it.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Because it's true.
Yes.
You're listening.
Mr. L, they what do they know? They don't know nothing. They know. Oh my gosh, I'm here thinking about the Dom.
I know.
Okay, so Mr. L, I know. I'm like completely fucking. You know why? Because when we finish this recording, like I'm actually frightened of what's about to happen and the advice. Because I know you're going to say, like, okay, go do it now. And because I love you dearly, I'm going to
do it.
But boy, there aren't a lot of things that shake me or make me nervous, as you know. But this has me unnerved, like straight up unnerved.
That is why I'm excited.
You see, the people who like to see me squirm, like my loved ones, like you, y'all ain't shit. Like, really, y'all are assholes.
Listen,
like, fuck.
I average you that shit at least 3 times a day. So that's my first thing. I'll take it. Either way, you still gonna send that message.
I love you. Please tell people again who you are and where they can find you and how they can get a hold of you if they need to.
I love you as well. Thank you for having me on again. I am Mr. L, the host of From the Modern Mr. L podcast, where we discuss topics revolving around sex, such as kinks, BDSM, sex toys, love languages. I keep wanting to say Love Lessons by Val, but love
languages. Val's thinking of you.
He is. I'm thinking my man's up. Love languages, relationships, dating, all of that good stuff. The topics that really go into sex that nobody really thinks about. And it's educating, but also entertaining. So you can come listen or come while you listen. The choice is yours. I'm on all streaming platforms. My Instagram is From the Mind of Mr. L. I have my link tree posted in that. And I'm pretty sure if you follow AJ on Instagram, you'll definitely see me pop up somewhere, whether it's on podcast episodes or with three guys and a girl that we do every other Wednesday at now, what, 8 o'clock? What is that?
8 o'clock. Yeah.
There we go. As y'all can see, I'm not the time person for three guys and a girl. But yeah, come check us out. As always, please take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and sexually. Check on your strong friends. Check on yourself as well. Whenever you have the opportunity to make somebody smile or make their day by doing just a small gesture, please do, because right now the world is shit. And, you know, gas is almost $5 on the East Coast. So.
And now this fucking monkeypox bullshit has popped up out of nowhere. Tired.
So take care of yourselves and take care of your loved ones. You know, make sure everybody's good so we can get through this thing. As always, I'm the compassionate Dom, the sensual sadist, the southern gent with a sprinkle of filth, Mr. L.
Oh my gosh, I love and appreciate you so much. This has been so much fun, and boy, you have me like on edge right now, but I appreciate the insight. I appreciate the thoughts. I appreciate the feedback and the responses. To everyone who submitted a question, to the couple that submitted the email, thank you. I always say that, you know, people don't have to trust me with the pieces of their lives that they do. And I appreciate you infinitely for trusting me with the pieces of your life that you do. Expressing gratitude on behalf of myself and Mr. L for giving us an opportunity to give you our responses and our feedback. Again, neither of us are professional therapists. This is just based on life experiences, our own thoughts, and, you know, the ways in which we govern ourselves. But we appreciate you for allowing us to share that with you. Posse, bless up yourselves. As always, continue to practice your self-love and your self-care. The weather is fantastic outside. If you haven't gotten, listen to me, it's hot, it's lovely. If you haven't gotten some vitamin D and not the penis type, go outside and revel in the sunshine. Let it soak into your skin and rejuvenate your soul. Stay blessed. Oh, okay. Say that one again for them, because I like that one.
Get some vitamin D while you're bathing, getting the vitamin D.
Absolutely. Could you imagine penis in the sunshine?
I can't. But
okay,
I can,
stop.
I,
no, no.
I can imagine giving penis. I have given
giving penis. Penis, right.
I love it. You know me. I love masturbating outside, so I take advantage of these things.
Yes. That is. So you must be really happy about this. I'm going to probably go to... Well, no, I can't do that because my neighbors might have a heart attack. Yeah, so that's just...
I'm about to move, and that sucks because I'm losing my like little space where it's secluded and I can just go out on the balcony and do my thing.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt, but it's all good.
Posse, bless up yourselves. We will be back in about a month's time with another round of the Love Jones, and hopefully Mr. L will be back to join me so that we can tackle this second round of questions, because I know y'all love his voice as much as I do, and hearing the feedback and all these good things. Yeah, that's it for us. We out.
Me not gonna lie to you, but me have to tell you, say me love it when you finger me. Something special about the feeling one more feel when you're indexing to me. Put it in my region. Used to if you feel like one is uneven. Wetter than the rainy season. Easy off a slide, come up full of secretion. Cheese pot, beg you feel for it. Take it with your fingertip. Fingernail not dirty, regular you use a finger clip. And baby you get me in a the mood when you use your big thumb and rub it all around my little tip. Be a beer, turn me on. Turn your finger me.
Put the drink into me.
Be a beer, turn me on. Turn your finger me. Feel so high. Don't be cocky, but put it on standby. Now go rush the fuck for play post tonight. Play with it like FIFA. Happy like a when me get American visa. Take me high. Don't be cocky. time be fully top a semen.
Real thing.
Take it so fat it can done.
Stretch it,
see me out, come ready.
Put the trench into me.
Be a turn me on. When your finger me feel so high.
Love me cocky but put it on standby. Now go rush the fuck for play post tonight. Play with the like FIFA. Happy like a when me get American visa. Take me high. Love me cocky but put it on standby. Now go rush the fuck for play post tonight. Play with the like FIFA. Happy like a when me get American visa.
You got to me body baby. What's me gonna make your body turn up on you? I mean, oh, you ain't got feel me body, baby. You can't wait for me fling your pussy pon you. Take me so high.
Love nine that we did it on.
So